Thank you for giving me the floor. So briefly on the Safe School Declaration, so you might know it's a political commitment. By now, 102 member states have signed the declaration. It was launched in 2015 at the Oslo Conference by Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Norway. So in brief, what is the declaration? It is it entails a number of commitments to the member states to prevent the use of military use of schools, and of course safe and security as well of children in and around schools. What is relevant, I think, for the discussion today is that among the commitments is a commitment to collect better data on attacks on education, which includes data monitoring, reporting, and the key question, what do we do with the data? How do we respond? And there, I think it's an area of convergence, using the political commitment of the declaration and how we, within our sectors, improve data collection, monitoring, and response. And a brief point here, just 3 seconds. The Global Education Cluster will work closely with HDX OCHA on a new project to improve, standardize the way we monitor, report, and then with another program to respond on attacks on education, which is an area where we should collaborate. I was very fascinated by the overlaying of data. And then if you take the data for education, not only health facilities, we can really improve our planning. But 4 words to conclude. I had put down collaboration, standards, data predictability, and capacities. I'm not going to go through all these words, but I think it starts with collaboration. It is a new thing to sit together here to start this collaboration, and through the areas of standard setting, how we work together, not only at the country level. We have to start at all levels, normative and political commitments as well. Thank you.